For years, the lack of reliable data on HIV/AIDS in the Middle East and North Africa led regional governments to believe they had somehow managed to escape the epidemic. But a new United Nations report shows that numbers are on the rise. More than 400,000 people are currently living with HIV across the Middle East and North Africa, or MENA. Of those, 68,000 need antiretroviral treatment, but only 14% are actually getting it. The rest may not even know they are infected. Hind Khatib is a regional director of the UN Joint Program on HIV/AIDS, or UNAIDS. She has just returned from a two-day conference in Dubai, where regional leaders gathered to discuss the issue. She spoke with VOA reporter Cecily Hillary, who asked just how prevalent HIV/AIDS is in the MENA.
It's still low prevalence, but you know, we have just put out the synthesis report, which was the epidemiological study on HIV and its evolution in the region. And while the report, the study says that probably, at least for the near future, we'll never have an epidemic of HIV in the region, we still, there is evidence that HIV is growing among key populations. And the key populations, as defined by the study, are the people mainly who are drug injectors, men who have sex with men, and sex workers. You know, we thought that it's timely, and especially that this year there was a great effort by UNAIDS invested in the region to ensure that all the countries will actually report and live up to their commitments made to the 2001 declaration in the UN General Assembly Special Session on HIV. And the national reports clearly from 20 countries out of the 21 countries in the region. Iraq was the only country that could not report for understandable reasons. So all 20 countries have shown that they have weak programs, weak surveillance, and that the coverage is very, very poor. So while we have, yes, national aid programs, while the countries are attempting to draw their national strategies, coverage in terms of treatment, voluntary counseling, testing, even prevention is very, very poor. So we said now this is the time to actually convene policymakers together with civil society, together with a sort of so small communities of people living with HIV to get together under one roof and start talking what next.
What's the biggest obstacle to people getting tested and treated in the Middle East and North Africa?
It's stigma. Stigma and discrimination. People are afraid. I mean, I think, you know, knowing how HIV basically gets transmitted is something that people are afraid that people know that, you know, they have extra sort of marital sex, that the whole concept of men who have sex with men. It's a big taboo, and the region does not want to admit that we have these groups. They don't want to admit a lot of extramarital activities, and so it's I think it's very much cultural and related also to religion and Islam, and you know, people like to believe that you know, we don't have such contacts here. But I think slowly people are realizing that HIV is very much homegrown. I mean, till now it has been the perception, oh, we got it from outside. I think with a lot of advocacy and as you know that now there is a good number of popular faces, popular stars that actually also engaged in HIV, whether through UNICEF and recently UNAIDS has appointed its first regional goodwill ambassador. And we're very happy that he's coming out loud speaking about stigma and discrimination, speaking about the rights of key populations, speaking about the time to act, speaking about the right policies, targeted action. So I think there is a lot the region still needs to do to reduce fear.
What does the UN plan to do with the data it's gathered now?
First, I think we're working with countries on improving their national strategies. So it's much more targeted and it doesn't address HIV as if it's a generalized epidemic. And what's next is actually have concerted efforts to bring awareness. Because, you know, if you don't bring awareness among all different target groups, including the health workers, even if you do confidential testing, you really need the people who run those services to bring awareness and educate people. It's just educating.
Hind Khatib, regional director of the UN Joint Program on HIV/AIDS, speaking with VOA's Cecily Hillary.